Here's a thought I'll title Lost Glory. A few years ago, a friend of mine told me the following story. He was cleaning out some storage closets and going through a bunch of print boxes that he had in there, particularly some boxes that housed all the work that he had purchased or traded for during his photographic life, and one of which was done by a very famous, well-known contemporary photographer, who I won't mention, but nonetheless, you'd all recognize his name. And my friend got to looking at that print, and he remembered purchasing the print, and he remembered loving the print. But now, he found himself looking at it and asking, what did I see in this thing? It didn't wear well. And I had a similar experience myself just a few days ago. I've been revisiting the work of some of my favorite photographic heroes. Keep in mind, this is the work that I loved and cherished and emulated in my youth because these photographers were the ones that I thought were just so breathtakingly talented and their images were great. But in reviewing those photographers now, at my age, I have to admit that some of that work and some of those photographers have not aged well. It's become clear to me that with the passage of time, their photographs, and indeed their entire approach to photography, was a product of the times in which they lived, which of course they were. How can you not be influenced by what's going on in the contemporary world in which you live and are producing your work? But now that I look at some of that work, particularly from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, I shake my head and think, these accomplishments don't seem very substantial. They seem almost quaint. In some cases, they seem very primitive. Said another way, if I had those images in my Lightroom catalog, I probably would never print them. I may not even keep them, because they offer nothing of value to me relative to my current creative life. And I might even go so far as to say some of those images I would be embarrassed to show anybody. But in the context of their times, in the context of photography at that date, their work seemed groundbreaking, seemed spectacular, seemed wonderful, seemed praiseworthy. And some of these individuals were considered the masters of photography. And I just shake my head and think, gosh, this is what it took to become considered a master of photography? So the first question I have to ask myself is, am I just not seeing what's there? Is there more virtue in the images than I'm capable and or perhaps even not sensitive enough to see and understand? Well, you know, I've been around photography for 50 years. I've seen I don't know how many photographs. I think I know what a good photograph is. Even if it's not the kind of work that I do or that I particularly admire, I can recognize the quality in the work. And that's not showing up in some of these images that have lost glory over the years. And the second question that comes up is it fair to judge their work by today's standards? I might draw some other parallels. For example, Jane Austen's novels seem slow and painstaking sometimes by today's fast standards, where if there isn't deep action in the first paragraph or the first few pages, the readers are going to abandon it and say it's too slow. Well, try reading Jane Austen. Or if we look at some of those 19th century or early 20th century photographers and say, gosh, their work looks so primitive. Well, of course it was, because they were using primitive tools compared to ours. But that may not be a fair way to judge them. Would we have done any better if we had been restricted to the means and equipment and aesthetics, etc., that they experienced? I've often said that, for me, art making is part of a grand conversation, that what I do today is a response to what has happened before me and maybe a challenge to those who will come after me. At least that's the way I like to think of art, as this grand conversation. Well, What if the ideas that are being expressed 50 or 100 years ago in photography are archaic and quaint? Doesn't it make sense that judging that work by today's standards is really not very fair? So I feel a little guilty sometimes when I look at these older masters' work and think, gosh, that's not very good. But maybe in their time and in their day, it was really good. It was groundbreaking. It was spectacular. It was influential. And maybe it's really important to understand that when we look at older work. There is no question that the pace of life is faster than it was 100 years ago. So doesn't it make sense that our work today is going to seem quaint and archaic and primitive, not 50 or 100 years from now, but maybe 5 or 10 years from now? I hope that maybe those future generations looking back at our generation will do so with a certain amount of compassion that places what we produce in the context of our times and isn't necessarily judged by the context of future times. It's hard for artwork to sustain its influence and its impact generation after generation after generation, and I think that's especially true with photography. But one thing that helps is if we have a thorough understanding of the history of photography, which helps us place work in the context of their times. So maybe the point of this ramble that I'm doing today is that it would behoove all of us to spend a little more time thinking about, reading about, looking at the history of photography, because it might change our appreciation of work from previous generations that otherwise might lose some of their glory.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.